Got the morning show with Aaron. I got the stars from the Lightning Thief performance coming up this weekend in the studio. Can we say hello to Waiariki, Josie and Ivy? Good morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Morning. So this is Waiariki Tapani, who's been here with his band. What's your band called?
Abstract Fish Lungs.
That's all right.
Stream Misery on Spotify.
Yes. You'd think I would remember the name. I've played the song several times. Josie Harder, that's your... I've given you last names because people listening will know your families and stuff. And Ivy Brunskill?
Yeah.
The Lightning Thief is on this weekend. Can you guys just tell us what that's about? Because all I've got is the title at this stage.
Don't want to spoil too much, but it's basically about a kid who's half god and half human, and he gets framed for stealing one of Zeus's magical items, and yeah.
And is that your role, Waiariki?
Yeah.
And what roles do you two play?
And so Percy gets sent to a summer camp where he meets Annabeth and Grover, and they go on an adventure.
Okay, and you are?
Annabeth.
And I'm Grover.
Let's actually say your names again too so people can...
Sorry.
I'm Annabeth.
I'm Grover.
Oh, your real name, so the listeners can...
Okay. I'm Josie.
I'm Ivy.
Right, so Josie is Annabeth and Ivy is...
Grover.
Okay, cool, all right. It's complicated, isn't it, when people can't see you? So that's all you want to tell us about it? Like the synopsis, that's enough? Are there fight scenes? What sort of things are happening?
Yeah, there's a big fight scene at the end.
And
we meet lots of villains along the way.
Yeah.
Which are played by absolutely amazing actors from our Raglan community. Yeah.
So how many of the Theatre Academy kids are performing in the show?
All of them.
Oh, all of them. Okay. Everybody, how many are there, roughly speaking? I know Ruth's in the studio. They're looking at
70? 70? 72.
72, right. So that's quite a challenge.
There's lead roles, and then like the younger kids have like group roles where they'll do a dance, and those are so cool to watch as well.
And how do you end up with a lead role like you three have got? Do you have to like compete with other people, or how does that work?
Basically, once a year we just do... We do auditions and we do different parts where you read from a script to Ruth, and you can also, we do like group things where we make scenes and Ruth just has a look and Sue's best for each role.
And have you guys had big roles before?
This is our first like lead, big lead roles for all of us. Yeah, so it's a different experience.
And can I ask, are there more girls than boys in drama?
I'm the only boy, other than Gabe and Poseidon.
Martin.
No, but like the
lead
bigger roles.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking. Because over the years, because my kids have come through like slightly older than you guys, but I know a lot of the kids coming through, and it's mostly been girls often playing boys' roles. So, Waiariki, you well done. A boy in there. Do you guys are you feeling nervy about this at this stage? Like the first show is tomorrow. It's kind of in about 24 hours. You'll be getting ready. How are you feeling?
I'm really nervous.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It's a different experience with the audience there.
Yeah.
They, I think they bring up the energy. Mm. And it's easier because we have reactions that aren't just the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
And... yeah.
So you're looking forward to the first show?
Yeah.
We always find a way to make it work, and it ends up being awesome, so it should be fine.
Yeah, is it kind of a thrill that comes with it?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's happening now? Like today's the day before the show, so what's on the agenda for today?
So we've got tech and dress rehearsals today.
Yeah.
I think we're just going through the show, like all the lighting, mics and stuff.
Yeah.
And just positioning for like follow spots. I think it's really cool though, like seeing the show come together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically today's the last practice before the play, and we're just running it as if it was the actual production, so no stops.
Full dress rehearsal.
And makeup and everything.
And how many rehearsals have you been having over the last couple of weeks? Has it been pretty intense?
We've had Mondays and Wednesdays for 2 hours, and then we've just had 2 weekend rehearsals.
Yeah. Okay.
So those have been for us all day, Saturday and Sunday.
And do you think you're ready?
Yes.
I hope so.
What about lines? Like, have you guys all had to learn to remember your lines? Mm. Like, I imagine that would be kind of difficult. That would be the thing that would freak me out the most.
Yeah. I feel like it's really not as hard as you think it would be.
Yeah.
Like, because when you're just holding a piece of paper, reading off, it, like, feels like a lot. When you're actually doing the scene, it's easier to remember because it's not just you in the scene.
You're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Or you're just with someone.
After reading it enough times, like, doing it from the start, you just, I don't know, you're not trying to remember what, like, things to say. They just come to you after doing it for a while.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
because it's like, oh, what's my line again? Like, it'll just, yeah.
So it's just the natural flow.
Yeah.
Okay. Has it ever happened to you or anyone you know that they've frozen on stage and forgotten the lines?
No.
Yeah. The only time I've seen that, I think it was the first year they did a drama show. Ruth might not even remember, but she was involved. John Lawson, who was one of our DJs here, he had a role on stage. It was adults and everyone and kids, but all ages were in this community show, and yeah, he forgot his lines, and he kind of froze up, and then the other actors had to try and rebuild the conversation out of it, like they had to make up stuff to make it make sense. So I probably shouldn't talk about this. It's a bad vibe to talk about for you guys. So how long, like at what stage of the year has Ruth introduced the show to you guys and said, you know, this is what we're doing this year, and this preparation start at that point?
Like the end of term two.
Auditions.
Yeah.
And then term... we got our scripts, just the three of us, in the holiday till term three.
Yeah.
So we could kind of get familiar with it. And then we just started straight away in term three with everyone.
And yeah. So what happens for the drama classes up to that point?
It's mostly just kind of like fun stuff, really. Like doing improv, like
games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting
us
comfortable with each other and some skill building.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll like get put in groups and we'll have to make a scene with our own characters, but like how those characters would interact with each other.
Okay.
So she'd put a group of just random characters in the play that might not have a scene together, but we'd create our own scene and
based on the character, like their personality, you thought their personality was. Okay, that's pretty cool. And have you had to do? Do you have to do things like a photo shoot and stuff like that to promote? Do you do that sort of thing? I'm just curious if you're getting into that kind of stuff. No, you don't?
I'm not sure.
No, you're looking confused. About that. I think that's something happened one year. There was a thing in the Rag, and Chronicle or something.
Mm. Yeah.
There was a question I was going to... Oh, yeah. So how old were you guys when you started at doing drama, doing theatre?
I think I was actually 8 years old.
Yeah.
Like 6 or 7?
Yeah, 6 or 7.
Okay, and do you remember what roles you did in that first, if you were in the show, and what you did that first time?
I was an American Indian in Peter Pan.
I was part of the Jabberwocky, the big monster in Alice in Wonderland. I was part of the tail.
Yeah, I was a little Oompa Loompa in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And do you remember how that felt at that age, like the first time you're on stage?
I feel like it was so much less nerve-wracking. Like, we didn't even care about the audience. We're just, like, there to have fun.
There with your friends, dancing, and...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of just fun, like, putting on a cool costume, getting hung out with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, like, Ruth would give us, like, small lines to say to the main characters, and then we'd just be like, oh, yeah, I got a line. And and when we said it, we'd, like, put everything into it because that was our one line. So fun.
And are you guys going to keep doing this? Like, what stage of school are you at? Are you, like, around year 10 or something like that?
I'm year 12 going into my last year, so...
Sorry, that's almost an insult at doing that, but if you're in year 12...
I have one more year here.
I'm year 10. I'm not sure. I'll see how I feel about after this play.
Because you've kind of been homeschooled and you're going to school next year, is that right? Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordan, my daughter knows you, so I kind of hear. And you are?
I'm year 10 and I go to school in Hamilton, so I think I'll just see how this show works out. It's kind of hard to plan ahead.
Yeah. And so you're having to juggle with the level 2 exams at the moment, are you?
Yeah.
So where are you at with those?
Well, I've passed level 2. And okay. I had my one drama exam, which was pretty easy. And yes, and I'm just preparing for level 3.
Okay, you haven't got any more exams coming. What's the date? 24th of November. Are they over? Are the exams over? I don't know.
They're over after the show, so I think the 26th.
So it doesn't sound like this was a big deal for you trying to juggle exams and
performance.
That's so cool. I never felt like that about my exam times. Okay, so how many hours a week in the last couple of weeks have you been putting into this then?
Well, there was one when we did Saturday, Sunday, and then Wednesday, and then the weekend again, which it was like 10 hours on the weekend, because 5 on both days, and then we did like an extra 2 hours on Wednesday, like, and then 9? The next weekend, like over 9 sometimes.
Yeah.
Almost like a job. All right, so folks, we're talking to three of the stars from The Lightning Thief, Waiariki Tapania, Josie Harder, and Ivy Brunskill, and the show's getting underway. The first one, I'm looking at the poster behind you guys, 1 o'clock on Saturday, then 7 o'clock in the evening, then Sunday, 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And tickets often do sell out. They hadn't, last time I looked yesterday evening, they hadn't sold out. But I want to thank you guys for coming in. I hope you have a good show.
Thank you.
Do they still do that thing where they say break a leg?
Yep.
That doesn't feel right to say, I'm sorry. Break a leg. But look, I want to thank you for coming in. And I hope you have a good show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.